I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine, the Santa Fe, New Mexico. And he's with us some Fridays, speaking of the arts, and it's so great to have you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine.
It's been a little while, hasn't
it's been a little while.
Yeah.
All of our life challenges go on.
Yes, definitely.
So tell us about some things that are happening this weekend and coming week.
Let's see. Well, of course, the anime show that you just spoke to Jason about is going to be killer. It's going to be killer, and that runs, through August. So there's a great story in Pasatiempo today on page 56. Really well designed.
Excellent.
Very colorful. The pasta's getting thicker because a lot more people are having openings as the weather gets a little warmer.
Right.
More people start coming to town with a few more dollars in their pocket. So we have, Georgia O'Keeffe in the Far Away, Nature and Image, and that opens today. There is no reception, but it's up through May 5th, 2013. So you have a little time to go see it. We also have a downtown subscription, Fire and Ice, Paintings and Drawings by Andrea Broyles, and there's a reception today from 4 to 6 p.m., and that's up through, I believe, the rest of the month. And this is a cool one. It's About Time, 14,000 Years of Art in New Mexico. It's a book signing.
Yeah, and we talked to Joe Trogdon about that. That sounds so great.
Yeah, that's going to be a great one. And that's up, let's see, there's a reception at, 5:30? There's a great story today in PASA on page 32.
Now, can I tell you something from the Santa Fe Opera?
Yes.
The Shoes for Santo Nino Chorus editions are coming up. This is an event that happens in August, and the choral auditions are this Sunday, May 13th, at the Opera House from 3 until 5. And they're looking for boys and girls between the ages of 6 and 14. So, children with mellifluous voices. If you want to hear more about that, 986-5996, you can call to request an audition.
Neato.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, the 16th at 7:30 p.m., James Gleick, who wrote this great book called The Information, A History, A Theory, A Flood, is presenting a lecture called The Information, How We Came to Be Deluged by Tweets. And this guy's pretty amazing. In 93, I think it was, he and another computer programmer launched the Pipeline Network, which was sort of an early version of an internet service provider in New York. He's sort of one of these instrumental people that at least on a local level started driving the World Wide Web to fruition. And he's a very astute speaker and a very good writer, and this lecture that he's giving is really about how information is transmitted now, what gets lost in the mix because of the information overload. And he has a great quote. He says, "Ask bloggers and tweeters which is worse, too many mouths or too many ears," which I find interesting. So that is at the Santa Fe Institute. Santa Fe Institute is presenting it, but it's at the James A. Little Theater at the New Mexico School for the Deaf at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday.
Excellent.
And there's no charge for the lecture, which is neat.
They've got terrific people coming in and giving public presentations on a regular basis. Definitely worth checking out. But I can tell you how not to be deluged by tweets. You just don't open your Twitter.
Oh. You just don't open your Twitter?
Yeah, and then you don't get deluged. Hey, I've got a cat one and a dog one.
Okay.
Can I just say? The Felines and Friends, a local cat rescue organization, is featuring as the cat of the week the newly born kittens. It's multiple cats of the week. Ina, Ainsley, Alice, Alistair, and Arlena, who were given to them by a woman in a motel who had unfortunately been evicted, and she had no place for her kittens. They're very sweet, lovely, and playful. If you're interested, call 505-316-2281 or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. You can also Google Felines and Friends New Mexico. And then, not this Saturday and Sunday, but the next one, because I'm not going to be here a week from today, Saturday and Sunday, May 19th and 20th, ladies and gentlemen, put this in your calendar. It's the annual spring open house and collective birthday party for the animals at Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. And that is a wonderful place down on Route 14, south of town.
Yes.
It's Saturday and Sunday, and you can meet their animals. It's kind of like an animal hospice and an animal sanctuary. And they have this collective birthday party, and they also have workshops on things like managing pain and disabilities, investing in health versus illness. They've got one in animal communication. They've got Tellington Touch, acupuncture for health, all of this for your animals. For more information, 471-5366, or you can go to the Kindred Spirits website. Just Google Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary.
Neato. I got a dog thing.
You got a dog thing?
I got a dog thing. Wednesday the 16th, it's Assistance Dogs of the West graduation.
Yes. I'm going to try to get them on the air next week.
It's so fun. I went to the one at the Community Convention Center. Was it last year or the year before?
I can't remember. It's really fun.
It's all a foggy mess. But this one's at the Greer Garson Theater at 6 p.m. on the 16th. And tickets are available by calling 988-1234, which is the Lenzig box office. I'm sure you could swing by and purchase tickets as well. And then also, there's a lot of stuff going on Wednesday for some reason. At 7 p.m. on Wednesday at the Lenzig, Lydia Davis is going to be the short story writer, Lydia Davis, with Ben Marcus. And this is a Lannan Foundation Readings and Conversation Series event. And that's at the Lenzig. And, of course, tickets at 988-1234. And I believe at 3:30 on Sunday the 20th, it's going to be broadcast on a certain radio station.
Certain radio station known as KSFR.
Yes. KSFR.
Well, we rebroadcast the Lana. And those, you know, those readings and conversations are so fabulous. And you can go to any one of them and never have heard. I mean, sometimes they're very famous authors, and sometimes they're authors that are famous within a certain circle, but I've never heard of them. And you just go anyway, and it's always good.
Yeah. I mean, that's been the case for me, is that I look through the list when the schedules first come out, and I'm like, I don't know half of these people.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And then you're glad that you did.
And then you go, and you're like, wow, I'm glad I invested the time in doing that.
Mixed Heritage is an IAIA student-faculty poetry reading, and that is, say, the 11th already? Yeah, the 11th at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's at Opsit Books at 930 C. Baca Street here in Santa Fe. Hosted by Opsit Books and Chrisnell Trudeau. And definitely check out the Native American poets and faculty. It should be very interesting.
Yeah. Wow, quick shout out to the people that organized the memorial for David Lesch yesterday.
Yes.
On the plaza. I mean,
you have a piece about him in today's Positempo?
I wrote about it in my column.
Okay.
Just a personal send-off. You know, David and I always used to, you know, bug David about certain kinds of music that I wish, you know, would be on the bandstand ticket, but, you know, probably wouldn't appeal to most people.
What, the kind of Japanese punk mariachi fusion kind of thing?
With pasties. Yeah. Yeah, you know, and so, but I mean, he took it in stride, and you know, we always had a good laugh about it, but he was...
A terrible loss to Santa Fe. He was a great guy, and he did so much for the city in terms of the outside-in concerts that were on the plaza that every summer. What's going to happen now? Is somebody going to step into his shoes?
You know, according to the president of the board of directors, there's at least a posting on the bandstand website and the outside-in website that the work is going to continue. Now, structurally, how that's going to happen, I don't know. You know, I'm just going to wait for them to take care of, you know, what they need to take care of before, you know. Everybody needs time to grieve. But
yeah.
But at least for the time being, the Bandstand series is safe, and I believe that they're still doing the workshops, the guitar workshops and the hip-hop dance workshops. So I believe July 5th, the Bandstand starts, and it runs through sometime in August.
Okay, July 5th through August, and a very sad farewell to the wonderful David Lesch.
Yes, it was great. I went up to Marble Brewery because I really needed a beer after work yesterday, and saw they did a New Orleans style second line parade, and they
nice.
Had people on stilts and they had people on unicycles. Anyway, it was very moving, and you know, everyone was, a lot of out of towners were like, "What's going on? Does this happen here all the time?" And you know what? I wish it would.
Indeed. New Orleans style
yes.
memorials in Santa Fe.
Exactly.
Tonight at, let's see, the New Mexico School for the Arts is having a gala and live auction at the Lenzic. It is a celebratory evening of dance, music, theater, and visual arts, spotlighting the creativity of the School for the Arts students. And it's there's a reception at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Annex. And then there is the event at the Lenzic. All proceeds go to New Mexico School for the Arts students.
Neato.
Yep, 988-1234 for more information.
Hey, there's a couple of things going on that are Warehouse 21 related that I wanted to mention really quick. Tonight is Youth Music Night at the Museum of International Folk Art. I believe this is an annual event, and it's from 6 to 9 p.m. up there on Museum Hill at the Museum of International Folk Art. There's live music by DJ Mickey Paz, Alex Monasterio, the Regulars. There's going to be free food, art activities, and a multimedia tour of the Girard Wing of the museum. And that's cool, and it's free. And then on Tuesday at 7 p.m. At Warehouse 21, this great guy from Austin named Sorn, very odd, strange, experimental musician slash poet slash...
Slash
singer-songwriter slash. He makes most of the instruments that he and his band use. I would call it probably indie rock.
Okay.
But it's pretty cool. That's there's no charge for the show. Alex Monasterio is also going to be opening for that show. So those are two things that are happening.
And the Do Return anniversary event.
Yes.
Featuring the debut of Ann Farrell's The Do Return documentary film and Q&A with Meow Wolf members is tonight at 8 o'clock. There is a very low admission. And where the heck is it? Do you know where it is? Dudes, put this on your press release.
Oh, yeah. It's at the Center for Contemporary Arts at 8 p.m.
It's at the CCA in the same place where the Do Return was, the Munoz Waxman Gallery?
I believe so. I don't think it's at the Cinematheque.
Okay.
So
well, go to the CCA and you'll figure it out. Tonight,
yeah.
Low Charge, Meow Wolf, wonderful group. Check it out.
There was something I wanted to mention, but I can't seem to find it. Do you have anything?
I do. There is... Fruit, Trees, and Bees, a free lecture by Master Gardener Ken Bauer tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the Zia Financial Meeting Rooms at La Tienda in El Dorado. And it's the last in the garden lecture series that leads up to the third annual El Dorado Gardening Tour on the 2nd of June.
Neato.
I should start going to those things. I'm trying to grow flowers.
You're trying to grow flowers?
Yeah, this is second year.
I hate being in limbo between houses because, you know, we're growing stuff.
Yeah.
But we ate our first broccoli out of the raised beds last night.
Nice.
So that was cool. But I've had so much arugula, I think I'm done. I've had so much arugula.
I'll take the excess off your hands.
Okay. I feel like such an elitist.
I've had too much arugula. No, arugula is not elitist.
Oh,
I've got wild arugula growing outside the chain link fence outside my yard next to the sidewalk. And it's
sure
really good and it's really strong. And yes, I've eaten it and it's arugula. You have to wash it.
Yeah. If it's along a fence, there's a good chance that dogs have...
Legacies of the Manhattan Project. Harold Agnew, Murray Gell-Mann, Greg Herkin, Stan Norris, Linda Cordell, Jessica Fleck, Ellen Bradbury, Gino Segre... Tomorrow and Sunday from 9 to 3, this is an event that is happening at the Santa Fe Institute. And it's accessible only via Twitter. And it's hashtag at Bomb Legacy or follow at Nuclear Diner. And you can also find out more information at nucleardiner.com. So this is a tweet in event called Legacies of the Manhattan Project. You heard it here first.
Hey, it's Community Days on the Plaza on Saturday. This is a long event. This is from noon to 10 p.m. And there's it's a big lineup. Trumpeter Ryan Montano, who lives in Albuquerque and is about to release his first full-length album, is going to be playing down there. Now, I interviewed Ryan. And this guy's pretty amazing for being 24 years old. He's been in films. He's a production manager at I want to say, is it Univision or no, Telemundo? I believe it's Telemundo. He's got a modeling contract. He's represented by a Santa Fe agency. And he's working with some great musicians in Albuquerque. Anyway, there's a story about him in Paso Tiempo on page 26, but also on the bill is Valle Español de Santa Fe, Valle Folclórico, Grupo Jorencia, let's see, Rubik Zoo, Soulfire, and a bunch of other people. I believe, if you call 955-6852, you can find out more information about this. For some reason, it doesn't say where it is. Oh, community days are on the plaza, and there's no charge.
Right.
So noon to 10 p.m. And Ryan will be performing at around 5.
So I got a thing from the Northern New Mexico group of the Sierra Club saying that their biannual yard sale is happening tomorrow. They're looking for volunteers to price items today from 3 to 7 and then to help on Saturday for this event. But it doesn't say where. Here's the event. The event is from 8 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon at 1859 Camino de Pabilo. P-A-B-I-L-O. That doesn't sound right. Pabilo. That's what it says. For more information, you can contact the Sierra Club Northern New Mexico chapter.
Neato.
Yeah, yard sales.
Pablito.
I like yard sales.
I love yard sales.
It didn't say Pablito. It says Pabilo.
Pabilo.
I looked on the Google map, and in fact, it is Pabilo.
Oh.
And it's south of Zia Road.
Okay.
Near the intersection of St. Francis and Zia. You go west on Zia, and then you go south on Galisteo. Anyway, you can find it.
So our dear friend Robert Knott and Paso Tiempo writer Robert Knott wrote a great story today about Love and Emma Goldman, a rock opera, which is presented by Wise Fool New Mexico and the Santa Fe Performing Arts Company. It opens at 7 p.m. Thursday, May 17th, over at the Armory for the Arts, and it runs through May 20th. And I believe if you call the box office... get online and find the number for the Armory for the Arts box office. But tickets are on a sliding scale at the door. You can email emmagoldmanrocks@yahoo.com.
That'll work.
At yahoo.com for reservations. So I guess you put your reservations down and then show up and grab your tickets.
Excellent. So what else is happening? Of course, David Geist is at the... Geist Cabaret at Pranzo. He plays the piano and sings and has wonderful music up there. And a conversation with Valerie Plame and Michael McGarity tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yes, did you interview him yesterday?
I did, yeah.
It was a great interview.
Thank you.
It was
terrific. And also, today from 3:30 to 6:30, a conversation with Valerie Plame and many mothers... at the Hemes Room at Santa Fe Community College. I don't know exactly how that's going to work. How can that be when she's also going to be at at Collected Works Bookstore?
She's ex-CIA. She can do lots of things.
She can be in two places at once?
Well, she's a double agent. Maybe. Get it? Double. Anyway. Hey, also, the New Mexico School for the Arts Visual Arts Department. The students are having a reception and showing of art at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Education Annex.
That was that gala.
No, this is different. The gala's on Friday.
Right.
And this is an art show that's on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
And so there's a reception at 5 p.m. at the Education Annex at 123 Grant Avenue. There's no charge for it. And the art will be up through May 24th, so you have a little time to go and see it. But the reception... it's Saturday.
Dragonfly School Spring Fair is a fundraiser with live music and silent auction that is happening, tomorrow from 10 till 2. And there's games and fun for the whole family, food, crafts, book sale, a very small suggested donation. And Dragonfly School is a terrific place and definitely worth checking out.
Sweet. Hey, Teatro Paraguas presents a bilingual performance of Fortunato. It's a drama, And I believe it's there's a show tonight at 8 p.m. at Teatro Paraguas, which is over there on, at Calle Marie. If you call 424-1601, you can get more info. This show continues through May 12th. And also on Friday night is One Woman Dancing 2012. It's a performance by Julie Brett Adams.
Nice.
With percussionist Jefferson Voorhees. That's at 8 p.m. at the Santa Fe Playhouse over there on De Vargas Street. And you can go to onewomandancing.com to find out more info. There's a story in the Paso Tiempo on page 48. And this runs through Sunday, May 13th, which is
Mother's Day.
How's your mom?
She is wonderful.
Awesome.
And she, when I was young, she never wanted to celebrate Mother's Day because she thought, well,
I'm
if they really have to put a day aside and that's the only way they're going to pay attention to me, forget it. Which is right. And so we do Mother's Day when I think of it, when I think of a thing, when I see something that I think she might like, I'll buy it for her. Or and she occasionally does Daughter's Day for me, so
aww,
it's very sweet. Wise Fool. Oh, you did the Emma Goldman. Never mind.
Yeah. been there, done, did that.
Did you do the benefit concert for the Tutorial School, Joanne Rand and Caroline Aiken on Friday, the 18th at 7:30? Psychedelic folk revival singer songwriter Joan Rand and folk rocker Caroline Aiken. We'll be doing this benefit on Friday, not today, but a week from today, at the Tutorial School, 400 Brunn School Road. It's very reasonable prices, 988-1859 for more information.
Interesting.
Psychedelic folk revival singer-songwriter, man.
Psychedelic folk singer-songwriter.
And, okay, we've already done Kindred Spirits. Have I actually gotten through all my announcements? It cannot be.
It cannot be.
No,
hey, Sarah, Serenata of Santa Fe, the chamber music ensemble, is performing the music of Britain and Others in a show called Give and Take at 3 p.m. at Scottish Rite Center on Sunday. Okay. Tickets are available at the door. If you go to serenataofsantafe.org or call 989-7988, you can find out more about the show. Also on Sunday night, Los Angeles hip-hop artist MERS is going to be performing at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill out there where the old Santa Fe Brewing Company Pub and Grill was, off Highway 14.
Excellent.
Tickets are available at The Lens, 988-1234, ticketsantafe.org.
And, oh dear, this is happening way in the future. But since I'm not going to be here next week, Friday, May 25th, the New Mexico Bach Chorale and Players are doing their debut concert at the Immaculate Heart Chapel at 50 Mount Carmel Road. And it's an all Bach program, so this is a couple of weeks in advance, but it's worth it for those Bach lovers to put it on their calendars.
And Bach lovers.
Bach lovers.
Bach lovers.
Bach. And Ampersand Sustainable Learning Center is doing a workshop tomorrow called, or actually a hike. It's called Native Plants Hike. And so it's a few hours getting to know your native plants. That's from 4 till 6:30 in the afternoon. And then May 20th, there's a passive solar design and solar cooking class. And
oh, neat. When,
after
when
that? That's the 20th of May.
Oh, neat.
And you can go to Ampersand Project. Let's see. Just Google Ampersand Sustainable Learning Center, and you will find it.
Neato.
Yeah, they do great stuff up there.
What else is going on? Let's see. Oh, local author series. Humorous Works by Bill Osher, Doug Stewart, and Wayne Lee. I should mention that Wayne Lee works for Pasta Tiempo.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, lucky you.
And
lucky
that's
pasta.
At 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, the 16th, at La Tienda Performance Space out there in El Dorado. And you can call 930-4821 for more information on that.
And don't forget, Tim McLaughlin, Walking on Earth and Touching the Sky. This is Native American student poetry from Pine Ridge Reservation, and he did a beautiful book of their poetry. And then on Monday, Bettina Herlin, Steps of Courage. She will be reading at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore. And don't forget the weekly the weekly Story Times that happen on Wednesday and Thursday mornings at 10:45 at Collected Works Bookstore. Lots of good stuff. Go to your local bookstores.
Yay.
And your local cinemas.
Yes.
We didn't even talk about the screen. Well, we never get everything done, but we do our best, ladies and gentlemen. Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Supplement, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts, did we talk about the Schola Cantorum?
No.
Mother's Day concert at the Loreto Chapel at 7 in the evening? Anyway, lots of good stuff. And we look forward to seeing you in a bit.
In a bit.
We'll just say
in a bit. I'll be out of town for the week of the 25th. I'm going to Las Vegas to see Van Halen. My partner and I are celebrating our 20th anniversary.
Oh, my goodness.
So we've got a condo. We're going to go see...
Eddie Van Halen.
Earth, Wind, and Fire opening.
No.
No, is it? I believe it's Earth, Wind, and Fire opening for Van Halen. What a ticket, eh?
And don't forget, Wednesday... at 6:30 at Morgan Hall in the State Land Office, there's an event called Trees and Shrubs of New Mexico. Too much to talk about. We got to go. But it's great to have you.
It's good to be back.
Be happy. Be healthy. Everybody, drive carefully. Don't drink and drive. Wear your seatbelt. Love your children and each other.
And your dogs and cats.
Yes.
And your mice and rats. And
bye.